All right, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Third Lake Show. It is season 4, episode 8. It's April 18th, 2024, and here's your warning right now. We're going to be talking about the Fallout show. 90% of this podcast is going to be immediately about the Fallout into show. It's honestly all I have to talk about today is the Fallout show. So, how's your week been, Chu?
It's been good because of the Fallout show.
Yeah, there we go. Now you're getting it.
I mean, on a real note, I can wipe my own ass without crying.
You no longer have your pulled back or whatever.
Yeah, I got the ligaments. I mean, it's still tight, but so far. I mean, last week I had to miss days at the gym. I go to like 2 and then I just couldn't do it. But now I'm going on day 4. I got 2 more to go and then it's a full week back at the gym. Nice. And then, I can get out of bed. I can walk. I can move from sitting to standing easier. It was pretty rough. Like, I don't know if you heard it on the stream, man, but like sometimes standing up, like sitting from standing was rough. Like had to like go through a 15-second like ordeal in order just to get going. Like it was terrible. So
I know how that feels. Yeah.
it's tough, but still here. Still doing all that. What about you, other than Fallout? It's been 2 weeks.
So about the Fallout, no, I'm just kidding. I've been doing all right, you know. I've had not the same problem you had with the pulled back, but I hyperflexed my wrist again. So I also am currently having problems wiping my own ass because it just like, you got to move your wrist. You want to get a good wipe in. And it's been like, okay, let's see how I can do this. And I've gone... at least I've learned while my wrist is hurt, I turn into a scruncher, not a folder with the toilet paper, because it's like I just gotta go with whatever I can get with what my hand can move with. So
I used to make fun. There was like this product. It was like a stick, and then at the end there was like this rubber piece. You would fucking pinch like toilet paper in there and wipe your ass. I used to make fun of that. Wait, I don't know about you, but that thing has lived rent free in my head ever since my back thing. I was like, maybe I do need the old shit stick.
I didn't know this was a thing, and I totally won't be looking on Amazon after
I got
this.
You. I got you.
Here we go.
Go ahead. What else? Sorry, I cut you off.
Nah, I mean, that was pretty much it. It's just been the same stuff over and over and over again, right? Just playing games and working. So, I mean, one thing that we both got back into is not only Elden Ring, but also 76. Fallout 76, which
Jesus.
I never hated the game, you know?
I did. I'll admit it.
76?
It was rough, dude. That first part where there was nothing, no NPCs, nothing to do, that was rough.
Yeah.
There's tongs to wipe your ass. It looks like big. Dude, hold on. Don't order this. This is... that looks like
you
a barbecue duel.
You know I'm gonna get the one that you sent me right now?
I mean, it literally, I'm looking at all of this on Amazon. There's more tongs. Toilet aid tong self-wiping tool. How do you...
There's the original toilet aid. I'm sorry. That's a dressing stick and shoehorn. I was like, how are you supposed to use that on your ass?
You just scoop it out of your crack. There's a pocket-sized one. Oh, my God.
There's a travel aid one, yeah.
Oh, my God. This is... I got to get off this, but I can't stop looking. There's a black one, and it's bigger.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah, early days of 76 were a little rough, but I still had fun in it, I guess. There's something about the whole there's literally no one out there apocalypse that I really like as well, of just like the only people you'll ever run into are just other players kind of thing. But yeah, I don't know. I've been having fun going back and just doing all the random bullshit that we do in there.
I mean, it was fun until you got to the end. And then it was literally just the beast, and that was it. And you could nuke people.
Yeah.
In their base.
What? Now we've got still the beasts, and now we've got Atlantic City, the pit. There's actual people now, and... I don't know. There's just seems like there's a lot more... stuffing in it, too. I guess. A lot more, like, crafting shit you have to do, feels like.
An egregious amount. I would, like, I get it. You gotta have some sort of gameplay loop, but that was...
Yeah.
there's some things where it's just tedious, and they really like having you go to the first floor, talk to this person, go back up to the third floor, go back to the first floor, go to the basement. That's the only negative thing I got so far.
I know that exact mission you're talking about. It's almost like we did it last night.
Yeah. I mean, but like that's like the fourth one that we've already encountered. Or like go down to the next neighborhood and then come back and then like nothing was accomplished.
The biggest problem I have with the game is there are a lot of like fetch quest kind of things that you have to do as well. Even just to progress like the main stories of some of the expansions that they put in. Also, they gotta fix Scorched Beast. That's all I'm gonna, you know, like, why does that thing have to stay in the air for so goddamn long?
Why does it focus on one person when he hasn't done anything in that life? What did he do?
You just walked up and you just hung out and it just started attacking you.
He was intimidated by my ear size. That's what it was. His ears are bigger than mine.
Didn't like Vault Boy very much. But I guess we should, you know, quickly just rip the Band-Aid off and start talking about the show, right?
Yeah.
Thoughts, questions, concerns?
I genuinely enjoyed it. I
did too.
The only complaint I got is that people find the main character attractive, and to them I say, how? It's just brunette Taylor Swift. Like, it's the exact same body type, the exact same thing. She has big eyes. That's kind of weird. But other than that, it's great. The Brotherhood of Steel character, Maximus. That dude's a pussy.
I don't even blame the actor for it. It's definitely the writing for him that seems to be the problem. I actually think he did a good job. Just the writing was bad.
He plays a pussy very well.
yes, he does.
I don't understand the purpose of that character. Like
they wanted to kind of show like the karma scale in the show. So like you got.
Is this for real?
So Lucy's supposed to be like your very like very good character.
Okay.
Maximus is like neutral, and then the ghoul is like very evil character.
I would say Maximus is well past neutral. He's more towards the ghoul. Like he's what do you he watched his fucking people die.
He has a lot of moments of like trying to do some like they really try to make it where like the good balances out the bad that he did, but I mean he watched his superior die in a suit of power armor.
To be fair, if Michael Rapaport was my superior, I'd let him die too. I'd just be like, you're annoying. You're a pussy. I'll see you later.
Yeah. He threatens a lot of people. He's stolen a lot of things. I mean, to be fair, he did give back that one fusion core. But...
Everything just turned out so good for him, and it was kind of annoying. I was like, the dude, like maybe I'm mistaken, but like the Brotherhood from like all the games are kind of no nonsense fucks. So like if this fuck continued to fuck around, they would fuck the fuck. Like they'd just kill him. Like they'd just be done with it. They'd be like, all right, man, see you later.
We'll see in the next season. Maybe he did a lot of fucking around season one. Maybe he'll do a lot of finding out season two.
Well, even the Elder, he was just like, well, we could reshape the Brotherhood in our image. And it's just like, okay.
That felt very predatory when he was talking about
it. Really
it
did. Like, it really
it
did.
It felt kind of like, hey, are you on a list that went to an island somewhere?
Do
like,
this ever
is...
wonder what an old man penis tastes like? You know what? I haven't. All right. So let's work together and I'll put it in your mouth. Like, okay.
Nothing like some vintage penis.
Oh, my God. I don't know. It was really annoying. Like, everyone else went through legitimate struggles. Except for him. And it was just like, yeah, he just... Meh. Like, you killed that old lady that doesn't explain how the fuck she got there. At all.
He didn't even do it. That's the thing.
Yeah, I know. Like, the lady came in. The lady who stuck a razor in her own boot. Which, weird. But, like, you killed her. And he's like, no. And they're like, yeah, let's go. And it's just like... He really is the actual main character of Fallout. Like, everything he wants just happens. Like, I don't know.
It's definitely poor writing for the Brotherhood of Steel. There's a lot of things that are very also confusing about some of the things of the show. Like, they renamed the airship. Like, that's the one from Fallout 4.
That's what I thought. It looked exactly like it.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the name. I was like, oh, that's the Pridwin. And then, like... it continues on. And I'm like, they say it. No, that's not. That is one to one, exactly the same. What are you talking about?
They even said like it's supposed to be the one from Fallout 4, but then for some reason they just renamed it in the show. I guess it no sense at all. Also, like NCR blown up, I guess. Which, like, that's like the only struggle that Maximus went through is that his hometown was blown up.
That's it.
And then it wasn't even that much of a struggle. He survived in a fridge, very Indiana Jones-like, and was instantly saved by the Brotherhood.
Which, you know, the fridge did have a big gaping hole in the back, okay? I remember that. Yeah. I remember looking at that, and it was just like, dog, we couldn't even just CGI that? Like, what? Hey, I'm really being nitpicky. That show is really, really, really good. That guy's, he just thumbs his way around and he just gets everything he wants.
Yeah, I will say it's still probably my favorite video game adaptation. Again, a little biased, but I definitely, I'm going to say, I think it's better than The Last of Us.
Yes, I would agree. I love The Last of Us, but like, I heard another podcast explain it. Last of Us was like one-to-one to the game. So you already knew the story. This was a new story set in the world, and it was done pretty good.
Yeah. Whole entire story, the entire TV show is canon. It's like a couple years after Fallout 4. I think it's like 8 years after Fallout 4. I don't remember exact, but it is.
What's the there. What's the canon ending to 4?
Well, looks like possibly Brotherhood, because Pridwin is still up and running.
It checks out. You got to blow it up for the Institute.
Yeah. I mean, there is a way you can get them to side peacefully with the Minutemen as well. Maybe that's why they left Boston, is because the Minutemen is now, like, governing the Commonwealth. And then you got, like, the Brotherhood going back. Maybe some went back to D.C., some went over to... I don't know. They haven't really made, you know, exact of like, hey, this is exactly what happened yet. But, I mean, yeah, all the video games are canon. Everyone was freaking out online for some reason saying that Fallout New Vegas was not canon anymore because, you know, they blew up Shady Sands and everything. But, no, the video game's still canon and everything. And we're going to New Vegas, it looks like. So fucking happy.
Cannot wait. They better be
Super Mutants and Deathclaws. That's all I'm asking. Also, this is like...
I'm scared about years? Super Mutants. Sorry.
We did see a little sneak peek of a hand. And if the hand... I thought the hand looked good for the Super Mutant. So I'm hoping the rest of the body looks good. I just really hope they don't like the... They don't look like the dumpy fucking shit that we got in 4 and 76. I want the old Super Mutants.
Super Mutants in 76 are atrocious. And I think that's how it's going to look. I really do. Because I don't know how you're going to CGI that, make it look good, and have it fit into the scene. I don't get that. Like, that's a tall order.
Easy. No CGI. Do what you did with the ghoul. Make up. Come on.
I was about to say the Ninja Turtle costumes.
That's an option. I want like the really gross looking like Super Mutants back where they had like the missing patches of flesh and like the leather straps in their mouth and things like that. That's what I want back. The BDSM Super Mutants.
I don't know about that one.
Everyone's now trying to speculate online of like what happened in New Vegas. Because I mean, end credits kind of showed you, like, the little, you know how they did, like, those little, like, kind of, like, slideshow things for the,
Where are they now?
Yeah. They showed you a lot of, like, you know, the strip of Vegas on the, like, the last episode when they were, like, clearing, you know, putting on the credits. They showed it, like, destroyed. So, very interested to see what's happening there. In other words, I'm very excited for... Season 2 right now. And I don't think that'll ever stop until we get it. But, do I have a question for you related to, like, video game adaptations? What are your top 5, we'll include movies and shows, so, of best video game adaptations?
Best one has to be Mortal Kombat for the movie. Like, that one, The newest one, that was one-to-one. It was all the characters. Granted, I wish Goro would have lived longer. But, like, it was great. It didn't look like ass. Number two, Fallout. Number three, Last of Us. I don't even know past that, to be honest with you. Like, they're so fucking shitty.
Yeah, I can name off some that I see on here of, like, video game adaptations in, like, show. Would you count anime as a video game adaptation?
Not really.
Okay. Well, we got Halo. We got the Sonic movies. We've got Tomb Raider. Resident Evil.
Tomb Raider? Really? Like, the only reason people saw that was because Angelina Jolie was, like, the hottest bitch at that time.
Yeah. And also, they made, like, the remake of it, too. Like, another Tomb Raider, like, not that long ago. It was a couple of years.
I forgot about that.
That was also really bad. There was the Doom movies. There was two of those. Those were bad. Detective Pikachu.
Oh, that goes up there. That was really good.
Yeah.
That was really good. Like, shockingly good.
Yeah. For me, it's definitely Fallout, Last of Us, Mortal Kombat, Detective Pikachu, and then probably the Sonic movies, if I had to say. I don't know if you count those very well. I don't know. There's still, like, heavy CGI on that.
I'll give Last of Us the crown if Season 2 does not follow the second game in any way, shape, or form.
I don't have high hopes, because
I don't either. Neil is still a part of it.
Wrapped up his part really fast.
Well,
so, yep.
It was cool while it lasted.
And they already casted, what, all the people from the second game as well? Like Abby, Dina, or whatever her name was, and all that shit, so. It was good while it lasted. One season, right? Just as good as the game. One game.
Like, even if it's halfway decent, I'll give it the crown. Just because, like, Last of Us 2 sucks. I'm sorry. Like, yeah. It was bad. Bad.
As much as I hate it, I do want to get, like, The Last of Us Part 2 remastered. Only because they added a roguelike mode to it. It's the only reason why I want to get it. Is because there's a roguelike mode in it where you just play as somebody. I think you could choose, like, different people in the game, like some of the main characters and stuff like that. And you just have to go around, scrounge things, and, like, defeat waves of enemies pretty much.
I hear you. But, like, on the other hand, if you have to add this type of stuff to single-player games, something happened.
Yeah. Or, you know, maybe just make The Last of Us factions like you're supposed to, right? That's another thing.
Can we just let's kick Neil out. I literally feel like an ape hopped up on methamphetamine would write better than that.
Life would be a dream. Yeah. All right. Gaming news other than Fallout related?
Sure.
All right. have you heard about this new, not real, like not made by a lot of people game, but it's a zombie game and it involves stormtroopers?
No.
So someone made a fan-made, like, Star Wars horror game that featured, like, the zombie stormtroopers that are in, like, the Legends books and everything like that. People are saying it's, like, actually pretty good. I'm going to see if I can get this video link and send it to you.
But yeah, I'm totally interested.
Yeah, this is, like, a no commentary, just kind of showing you, like, 11 minutes worth of the game. It's literally just this guy going around, and he's got to, like, I don't remember the exact, like, beginning of the story, because I did watch someone play through this, and it's like, you got a distress signal from a, like, one of the starships or whatever. I don't remember. My Star Wars lore is lacking right now.
And then it's you just too head much.
Down to this planet, yeah, and there's, like, zombie Ewoks and stormtroopers going around attacking you.
Where do you get this?
Because
you got to get it quick.
It's on itch.io. I don't know, but that's the game right there. Looks like you download it and just name your price. Yeah.
I mean, you got it
for free.
You got to get in there because Disney, the mouse is coming.
Mouse will be coming. This is not that big of a file either, seems like.
He's already downloading it.
No, maybe. It's called Death Troopers the Outpost. And it's not that big, right? But this is like... I feel like this is the kind of game that Star Wars should make next, right? It's like... In a way, like adding in that zombie-esque into there. Because what? Mm. Right now we have Star Wars Outlaws coming out. Which... single-player game that if you buy the disc version requires an internet connection to play it.
What?
Yep. If you get the disc version, still need an internet connection. Oh, also, it's at three different price points. You know, $70, $100, $140.
What?
Yeah, that's EA for you, right? They got, like, or Ubisoft? I don't even know. Who makes it now? I don't remember, but there's like the standard gold and like ultimate edition of the games. For some reason. But hey. Zombie Star Wars.
I guess. Sorry, I was watching it. I don't know. I'm kind of sick and tired of Star Wars, honestly. Like I how people feel about Marvels, I also feel about Star Wars. It's just too much, man.
The only thing I'm interested in Star Wars anymore is like some of their TV shows, and that's some of them as in one of them, which is The Bad Batch. The only reason I'm still invested in it is because I haven't seen like the latest like couple of seasons of it. Everything else I'm kind of done with. Like, I don't think there should be any more Mandalorian. Ahsoka was good, but also not really. So yeah. I don't really care if they have another one of that. Heard Andor's good, but I'm not going to watch that. It seems boring. So, I don't know. But speaking of price points for like video game stuff, right? I got a couple of price point things for here. So, DLC for Call of Duty. Already, we know it's going to be expensive, right?
Naturally.
Yeah, let me see.
And probably obscenely large.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Call of Duty's a size queen.
Did I close the... Oh, no, here it is. Okay, so as we know, Godzilla X Kong, New Empire, recently came out, right? And we know that they had a little collab with Warzone for a while where you could fight Godzilla and King Kong were like on like whatever island you were on, and you just had to go and like do quests while playing Warzone.
Yeah.
Well, they have this new item in the game. It's called Beast Glove, which is the like Power Fist gauntlet that King Kong uses in the movie. Guess the price. This is a new melee weapon in the game, by the way. You don't get a real version of this. It's just in the game.
Okay.
You want to guess the price?
This is for a melee weapon in-game, right? For yes. Call of Duty?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the deluxe edition, right? The big one?
This is just a melee DLC.
No. Oh, no. I'm going to go $60. The price of old games.
You're close. $80.
For a DLC? You're full of shit. Is this on Steam?
Let me see. I don't know if you
What is it called again?
I'm going to go to Modern Warfare. It's called the... let me see what it's called. Beast Glove. I'm going to go on Modern Warfare 3, which is apparently on sale right now. Where's just Call of Duty? I'm going to go to that instead. I think that's where it's at.
There's a Cheech and Chong bundle for fucking... Oh, my God.
I don't see it anywhere in the content for this game on Steam, so I'm guessing you have to buy it in their store. Which...
This is disgusting.
Like, why? You know?
This is disgusting. For DLC. Quote, unquote.
Yeah. It's that a new cosmetic item inspired by the film... Godzilla X Kong, it costs $80. Part of a larger crossover with the recent movie. It's supposed to look like his gauntlet. Yeah. Nope, you don't earn this new Kong Spider weapon by getting kills or winning matches. Instead, you'll need to spend roughly $80 on four different premium limited time DLC packs to earn this new melee weapon. It's challenging, but not in the same way that, you know, getting 20 headshots is. Instead,
you just got to go out and work. You got to go get money.
Instead, the Beast Glove is challenging to unlock because we live in a horrible capital. Yeah, obviously. Okay. There are three packs. There's the Godzilla Tracer Pack. There's the Scar King Tracer Pack. The Shima, or Shimo, I don't remember, Tracer Pack. And then the Kong Tracer Pack. I guess you have to get all of them to get the gauntlet?
This is stupid. Line up, pay pigs. Come on.
Yeah.
Bring the wallets out.
Four of these, spending about $80. In the process, you'll get a glove. Yikes. Ugh. That's gross. And a couple other price point things. There's a life kind of like style, or not life style. There's a 16.5-inch statue of Cammy from Street Fighter. Do you want to guess how much this goes for?
Oh my god. 50.
It's almost as much. Actually, I think it's more than a PS5 now.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's $665.
What?
For a 1/4 scale up of a statue of Cammy from Street Fighter. This is what it looks like. You wanted to see it? Oh
my god.
You know, different versions,
I see why.
Of course. Yeah.
I see why.
Who's spending.
People who jerk off to figurines.
Yeah, but like $700 for. 16.5 inches.
Yeah, but you don't understand how good you're gonna nut to this though. You just don't know.
Oh my bad. Speaking of which, the 19-inch.
You better finish that sentence.
There's a 19-inch figurine of Sephiroth from Final Fantasy.
My god.
What, 2.5 inches more, and that's only $350.
This is cringe, dude. Like, it's legitimately bad. Cringe.
Yeah. I would still just pay the money for the Darkmoon Greatsword rather than any of this.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you can use that.
Yeah, like, if someone breaks into your house, you have a chance. Someone breaks into your house, like, look at this figurine, and your only hope is that the intruder is going to drop his pants and start tugging immediately upon seeing it.
Or, you know, do some kind of weird Dark Souls emote. Praise the sun. Alright, and last thing is there's a recent auction for a original copy of Castlevania. You want to guess the auction price? I'll say within the 10Ks.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. 40,000.
Add 50 more to that.
Dude,
$90,000. Well, sorry, it sold for $90,100 on eBay.
That's sad.
Yeah, sealed original copy Castlevania, which,
why?
I'm not into.
What, poor fuck? You should have to, like, if you win the lottery, they got to take your picture and shit for the news. Congratulations. If you buy this, smile. We're going to fucking make fun of you. Don't wear a mask either. Let me see the human who bought this, because I have an idea of what they look like in my head.
I can pull up their Instagrams. There was someone who had a max bid of $90,000 on this item and lost because someone bet $100 more, called Grail Monster. Let's see.
Dude, fucking cringe, man.
This person just collects a bunch of stuff.
Fucking cringe.
This guy, I no faces, but they also just collect a bunch of stuff. I don't know. Just wild. How much would you ever pay for, like, an old game?
Dude, I don't even know. Like, tops, no shit, like, maybe 2,000. And even then, I feel like that's too much.
Yeah. Because, like, for me, I think the most I would pay is, like, $200. For, like, fucking an old game. Like, because I'm not a collector, so I understand the appeal of wanting to collect something that's like in mint condition, still sealed and all that shit, but if I'm gonna buy a game, I wanna play the game. So why would you spend that much money on it?
I don't know, dude. I spent however much on Fallout 76, the big boy edition, and I felt cheated. Like, even before the game came, like I felt gross for paying that. I don't understand it. But different strokes for different folks. Definitely better than 90,000.
Yeah. There's only one game right now that I still think I would have bought the collector's edition of. I never did, because I didn't know about this game until it was too late. But they had the collector's edition for Borderlands 2. And it came with a little one of their like red chests that, you know, usually comes with the loot in there.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
If you get a physical thing other than just like a figurine or a book, then I can see the argument. But like a lot of the times the big scary versions of games, that's all you get is like a book, maybe the soundtrack, and maybe a figurine. That shit's dumb. It's overplayed.
Unless you're EA, and then your big boy edition, which is $139, is you get 3 days early access, whatever DLC
that's
coming
it.
Out for the first
That's
pass,
all you get.
And like a couple skins. That's literally all you get.
That's sad.
It's bad.
That's so sad. At least give them a week, right? Like,
if for some reason I had a big gaming studio and I thought it would be a good idea to come out with a collector's edition, I would announce the collector's edition and be like, hey, listen, if you buy this edition, I'll give you the version we're testing on right now and you can play it and let us know what's going on. And, you know, maybe you can
pay to be a tester.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, you get the game right now in its terrible form, probably. We'll send you some other shit, probably also a figurine, maybe some, you know, a kind of like item from the game, like a chest or like, you know, something like that.
Here's a doll you can masturbate to.
Yeah, let's not do that. I'll send you a fleshlight. How about that? It's molded in my asshole. Here you go. No, I'm not going to do that.
I don't know. If I'm going to pay a lot of money, you got to do something different. You can't just can't be the same shit.
The next collector's edition of Fallout 5 is you get to go visit the set for the show. I would do that.
Oh my god.
In a heartbeat.
Please.
Yeah. Although I'm scared for there is one thing. Okay, back to Fallout real fast. I am scared for one thing about Fallout Season 2. Is they did get $25 million from California to relocate shooting to there. So I'm scared to see what happens, because it is California. I don't know how I feel about that part. But I will quickly breeze through some of the rest of these, just because they're kind of interesting, kind of weird. Someone bought 4,000 copies of Alan Wake on the Xbox 360.
Why?
I don't know. They're all the Xbox 360 like download cards, 4,000 of them. It was going for around $240 on eBay, and someone bought them.
So he's gonna resell them at a jacked up market. Like, someone's out here making fucking stonk plays. Like, that's I can't imagine why else.
It's Alan Wake on the Xbox 360, though. Like,
yeah.
I don't... It just seems kind of weird. I think the person who said why she bought the box with Alan Wake codes, because it was funny, she wrote. Or said. So, I'll probably cover a wall in my room with cards because that sounds funny. Also, I just really love Alan Wake.
Yeah, this is someone buying up like a large portion of the stock so they can set the price.
That's weird. This
reeks of like a Tarkov move, like a flea market, like just buy all the ammo that's blatantly cheaper and then immediately put it back on the flea market for more money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before Nikita ruined it. That was the true Tarkov experience right there.
Playing the market was a true version of Tarkov. There's so a hardcore company that will give you the Fortnite Batman skin, but only if you generate enough AI porn on their website.
What?
I don't. Yeah. Salad, a cloud computing and AI tech company, is renting high-end graphics cards found in gamers' computers and using all that power to create AI-generated pornography. In return, the gamers who lend the company their GPUs are paid in Fortnite skins, Minecraft cosmetics, Roblox
bucks. They're targeting
other
kids.
Gaming-related gift cards and rewards.
They're targeting kids.
This is bad, right?
This is gross, dude. This is gross. Ew.
The rewards for using your RTX 3080 to generate AI boobs. This is bad.
This is like literally the internet version of free candy written on the side of a van.
Yeah, so here's some of the things on their shop, on their, like, I don't know if it's a shop, if it's like an app on your computer that you can get. Here's the things you can get after you, you know, rent your GPU to them to start making porn.
That's sad.
This is actually just like, hey kids, let's can we get this app here? We'll just run in the background while we use your GPU. And I think like their main motto thing, because there are a lot of companies that do things like this. I'm just like, as long as you keep playing this game, you know, or like these games and stuff like that, you'll just slowly start generating money, and then you can use that to buy things on our shop. And it's, people don't realize that they're just using their computer or whatever just to, like, mine Bitcoin or something like that. It's, I don't know. But, you got any good eggs or some bessers this week?
Sorry, I'm looking through. I always forget about this segment, if I'm being 100% honest.
You don't have any. That's fine.
I don't.
It's one of those kind of like dying segments we have now.
Because there's always bad stuff, but it's always the same shit. Like, it's just like either a murder or like someone who's doing stuff to other humans that are not of age. And it's like, that's gross.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
The only one I have for like someone to send to Mars is someone who suggested to gamers to start tipping.
I've seen this. I've seen this.
Yeah, whoever thought of that, you're a dumbass.
It was a game developer.
Yeah. I've thought about this idea for a while as a player since I've been diving into single-player games lately. When I beat a game, there are some that just leave me in awe of how amazing the experience was.
Oh my god.
Open up Twitter now to see the rest of this. How amazing the experience was. At the end of the game, I've often thought, I wish I could give these folks another 10 or 20 because it was worth more than my initial $70. And they didn't try to nickel and dime me for every second. Games like, I don't know what, Horizon Zero Dawn, God of War, Red Dead Redemption 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Elden Ring, etc. I know $70 is already a lot, but it's an option at the end of the game I wish I had at times. Some games are that special. Okay.
All right.
Here's my idea.
Cool. Like,
here's an idea of how you can tip them, right? This is someone that brought up in their comments too. If you really want to tip the company, buy and gift another copy to your friend then. Right? There you go. Problem solved. We did that with Helldivers.
Yeah.
So, maybe not a tipping idea. Just be nice. Give it to your friends. But anyway. You want to get into some state speculate, Florida or beyond?
We can get into that.
All right.
Florida. State speculate, Florida or not.
Okay.
Man tries to rob gas station with 5-foot-long snake after 2 failed attempts. So this is his third that he got caught.
Here's the problem. I don't think snakes are that intimidating in Florida, right? So
I don't know, man. They got pythons down there killing gators. No, this is Tennessee. this is Tennessee. It is a 26-year-old. Yeah, he was doing this at 2 in the morning. The suspect had entered the store to make a purchase, but later demanded money from the cashier who refused. The suspect promptly left, but returned 30 minutes later to demand money again, this time reaching into his pockets to make it seem like he had a weapon. After the second unsuccessful robbery, police said the suspect came back with a shorter temper and a 5-foot-long snake wrapped around his neck. "Give me the damn money," he shouted at the cashier. As the suspect reached into his backpack, implying again that he was about to arm himself, the cashier pulled out his own weapon in self-defense. The store employee called 911, and police arrived shortly afterwards to arrest him without further incident. In a spike, wait, what? Memphis police found a railroad spike and a rock inside of the suspect's backpack.
He's playing real life Fallout.
What is going on here? His family had visited the Shell station the following day to apologize for the incident and offer to pay for any damages caused by the suspect, according to the local outlet. Oh, shout out to the family. I don't think I've ever heard of that. This is why, number one comment, this is why we need stricter background checks on sale of snakes.
You think Spoon posted that?
I don't think so. This guy's name is, I think you have to post on this website your full name in order to comment.
Oh.
Oh, well. Yeah, I don't know, man. That was like a total Florida headline, but not Florida.
Yeah, it got me. It did get me there.
Florida or beyond. New footage shows woman who used dead uncle to sign bank loan arriving by taxi with driver helping to move the body.
Not Florida.
Correct. This is Brazil.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Here's a picture of her in the parking garage or the parking area.
Actually,
there's just the post. Yeah, that's the dead person in the wheelchair. And here it is, close up. Actually, it's a picture on the right. Why?
I don't know. I thought it would be
The attorney of the defendant claims that she suffers from mental health issues and might have experienced a mental breakdown.
Sure. I don't know if you can use that as an excuse for what you just tried to do here. Do you think that?
I mean, craziness comes in different shapes. I don't think. I don't know if this has happened ever. I think this human just made news that, like, what? Like 8,000 years of humans has never been done.
This is wild for sure. I didn't think Brazil either. I honestly thought this would be someplace that, you know, wasn't humid.
Doesn't say how long he's been dead for, so like it had to have been pretty recent.
Maybe she didn't even know. Who knows? She knew.
Yeah, she knew. She knew. Talking to him and moving his head. She knew. All right. Yeah, Brazil. I didn't know you could have loans in Brazil.
That too. That's surprising.
Like Brazil has like one of the largest wealth gaps in the world. I'm shocked, honestly. Like, why would you loan money to people who can't pay it back? Okay.
That's the trap. That's how we get them.
Yeah, that's honestly how all loan collectors go. Florida or beyond. Reported armed man at train station was a Star Wars stormtrooper.
Not Florida.
Correct. This is Scotland. So, basically England. They can't identify animals and they can't identify a fucking weapon. Or a threat. Nuke it.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of it. Sorry, Scotland.
I'm not.
Scotland's like the number one country for fried food, too.
Better than tube food.
Some of the shit they fry actually doesn't look half bad, to be 100% honest. But they, like, it's like, I think their average is like, I think it's damn near like a fried food meal a day. Like, just incredible amounts of it. Yeah.
That part sounds gross. I don't hate fried food, but when it comes that often.
A meal a day? Ooh, buddy.
That's a lot.
I guess he was also wearing a kilt with the stormtrooper outfit.
Ah, yes. My favorite stormtrooper. The ones in kilts.
The cosplayer wrote on Facebook that he was met by two firearms officers, three police Scotland, two British transit police, and had to chat with them all in an office. The man learned that he had been reported for carrying a, quote, firearm on the train, and he explained to police that his blaster was a plastic prop. Police took the man home so he could get a bag for his blaster so not to alarm his fellow train passengers again. Oh, my God. He said he was also asked not to wear his full stormtrooper armor on the train. Oh my God, dude. This is sad.
If someone's wearing stormtrooper armor and has a gun, it's not a real gun.
How do you get a gun in Scotland? Like, how do you do that? There's such strict gun laws. Like, how do you even, like, you just find it on a tree? Like, what the fuck?
I'm surprised that the people on the train knew what a gun was.
That's what I'm saying. Shout out Scotland. They know it's a gun, but they didn't know it was a fake gun. So I guess there's that going for them. A little bit better than England.
Yeah, they didn't think it was a snake.
It's so stupid. I can't believe they made him fucking put it in a bag to not freak people out. It's your fucking dumbass fault, man. If I see something I like, that person doesn't have to change what they're doing. I just have to look somewhere else.
Yep.
Also, shout out to this individual who thought there was an armed person on a train, called 911 or whatever the equivalent is, and didn't do anything. Still sat there and was a bitch. Like, okay, so that person just would have let, like, God knows how many people die if their scenario was true. So you're a pussy. We don't need you. Move along. That's sad.
If I was this guy in the armor and the fake gun, I would have literally just told them, hey, I'm not putting this in a bag. There's no reason to. I don't care. Other people are retarded for thinking this is a real gun.
They know the difference between plastic and metal, right? Like, right. I'm going to guess the fucking paint job wasn't that good.
This, it can't be.
I hate this place.
I want a new planet.
It's pathetic.
I would honestly leave this world to go to a world that Fallout's gonna happen. I'd rather be over there.
Yeah. I mean, at least then you know what a fucking gun is. All right.
And hey, apparently it's really easy to make your own. You just need some duct tape and some pipe. I guess you can do that in this world too.
Yeah, I mean, nothing's stopping you. I mean, if you really want to, go ahead, but it's going to be real funny when you go to federal prison for making a pipe weapon. Good luck.
Yeah, I think I know a few organizations that would not enjoy that happening in this realm.
You could do it. Like I said, nothing's stopping you from doing it, but, like, there are consequences, just so you know. This is like the whole little kid be like, I'm going to put my hand on that stove. Don't, it's hot, but I'm going to. All right.
You can do everything at least once, so. Go watch, that's true. Right?
That's true. And then when you're in federal prison, you know, big boy prison, and, you know, everyone wants to know what your crime is because, you know, you got papers saying what your crime is. They're going to see what it is, and you're going to owe them commissary for the rest of your stay. Your family's going to have to give a prisoner money because you're a bitch. Good luck. Good. I mean, there's other stuff that's going to happen to you, but...
But we don't have to get about that.
I mean, everyone knows. Everyone knows. Here's your pipe gun, you little fucker. All right. Let's switch off of just sheer stupidity to something actually kind of cool. Florida or beyond. I don't know. Florida's got some cool ones, sir. The whole chucking something into a store to rob it. What was it? Bees or was it a... I think it was an alligator. He chucked an alligator way back when.
It was like at a fast food restaurant.
He chucked it into the drive-thru window at Wendy's. I was just like, yo, dude. All right. Florida or beyond, landscapers unearthed suspected Civil War cannonball in state's yard.
Ooh.
If you know your history, this is a very easy answer. If you don't, it's tough.
Yeah, I'm going to say not Florida.
Correct. There was no Civil War battles in Florida.
That's what I was like. I'm pretty sure they were not at it. I'm pretty sure there were no battles in Florida at the time. But
look, it just wandered again around the marshes and just shoot a cannon at a fucking gator. Holy shit.
Now that's how you go gator hunting.
Fucking A. Shout out to those turtles, eh, Maestro? this happened in Virginia. It was a real estate agent with Innovation Properties said landscapers were working in the yard of a home in Virginia. They picked it up. They thought it was a strange rock. They picked it up, rinsed it off, and saw it was a metal ball. And I said, oh my God, this is a cannonball. Okay. Singh said he recently dealt with a similar discovery at another home, so he knew what to do. What? Virginia, what the fuck is going on? I had something similar actually happen up in Fort Royal, so that this is why I was kind of a bit more familiar with what to do. And I'm thankful that I have some of that experience. What the fuck?
All right. I'd buy a cannonball.
I mean, just pick up the hobby of like melting down metal. You could get to that real quick.
Checking on eBay right now.
Can you buy it off of Amazon?
It's a 6-ounce cannonball from the antique Civil War era. $40 on the bid right now. I'm gonna check Amazon too.
Oh, I'm already on it.
Oh. There's also a bunch of like.
It's a weighted softball, apparently. Yeah. I don't see cannonballs for sale on Amazon.
There's someone on here who put 1776 Revolutionary War 24 pounder cannonball, Fort McHenry / Whetstone, Baltimore. $150. Pre-owned.
Okay.
Pre-owned.
All right. Yep. Okay. That's odd.
That part got me. That is pre-owned.
Someone bought this and had immediate remorse. You can buy cannonball barbecue sauce, a gallon of it, for $35.
I don't.
Yeah, I'm not. There's nothing. I'm done looking at this. This is getting weirder and weirder, dude.
I feel like eBay is a better place to go look at cannonballs than it was Amazon.
Yeah, by far.
Oh, I also kind of want a musket. I just think they're cool. I don't want one that's working. I just want one, like a prop one, you know?
There was this video, and it was just like someone being a smartass that, like, they fucking... It was like defending your house how the forefathers wanted to.
Yeah.
It was just some dude in a thick English, like old English accent. And once those roofians tried to come up the stairs, I shall shoot them with my cannon filled with grape shots.
Was it like a animated, like drawn video?
No, someone this is like people acting out.
It's talking about it.
Let me see. I sent it to JD because JD's a big gun guy. There it is.
Just a big guy.
He does have a big guy. I'll post it in there. It's fucking hilarious, dude. And once those ruffians climb the stairs. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Where does this happen before we go too far? Okay. Florida or not, teen gets quarter stuck in throat during ill-advised stunt. Even doctors were shocked.
This is stupid, but I don't think it's stupid enough. So I'm going to know not Florida.
You care to name a state?
Stupid enough to do this.
To swallow a cord. I can show you a picture.
California.
You are right. This happened in California to a 14-year-old person.
Oh.
Yep.
I don't like how that looks.
Yeah, it like lodged perfectly in his airway.
Yeah.
I say his because there's no way there's a 14-year-old girl dumb enough to do this. I'm trying to figure out why he said it says ill-advised stunt, but like I cannot. I've read this article twice, and I can't figure it out.
Is he one of those people who can like swallow a hot dog whole and then shoot it back out of his mouth? Was he trying to do that with a quarter?
It doesn't say. It really doesn't say.
Just. It's so ill-advised, they don't even want to say what it was, I guess.
This is part of the reason why I want to be a nurse. Like, I'd work in the emergency department just to find this. Like, what?
Ask him.
Where did you put this? Where is this at in your body? Where is this deodorant can? Where's your headphones? Like, you're the reason why we have to have Bluetooth headphones now, you fucking weirdo. Quit feeding it to your penis.
That snake is not hungry.
Yeah, it only vomits. Okay, speaking of vomiting.
Uh-oh.
Florida or not, farmers use Axe body spray to keep rams from fighting.
Not Florida.
This is Britain.
Yep. I think Britain's the only one other than teenage middle school boys in America that still use Axe body spray.
I think like just grown men in England uses it.
Yeah, I guess they also use it on their sheep or goats.
You know,
or...
that way when you have sex with the only thing that loves you, it at least has a familiar scent. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
they interview the person who does this. And they do not say anything fucking interesting at all. Like, the only thing, like, the biggest tidbit is that there, quote, there are several of us doing it across the country. And I think the world now. I don't think so.
I don't think so either. This is the first I've heard of it. And, of course, it came from your stupid fucking country.
It's a shithole. Thank God.
It's bad.
Thank God we seceded off of them. Suck a dick.
Would you rather be shot in America or stabbed in England?
I mean, at least I'd know what I got shot by. okay. Florida or beyond. Woman finds nearly 8-foot-long alligator inside of her house.
Would this make the news in Florida, though?
That's a fair point. That is a very fair point. Yeah, this is Florida.
Yeah.
This is Florida. Quote, I thought it was somebody else who didn't live here trying to get into the wrong house. I got off the couch and came around the door prepared to say, you're in the wrong place. She said she had thoughts when she saw the actual source of the sound. One is, oh my gosh, I have an alligator in my house. And number two is, oh my gosh, I have an alligator in my house. How am I going to get rid of him? She called 911 and it ended up taking the combined efforts of several Sarasota County Sheriff's deputies and Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission officers to get the 7-foot-11 gator out of the house. The homeowner said the gator must have traveled from a nearby pond to force its way through the door. He had to go through 2 yards, cross the street, and come into my house, but nobody saw him. It was very surprising. Do you live with a guy who likes to rob banks or Wendy's?
I think so. Or is this the same alligator from New York?
That's so sad, dude. Anytime I see I hear stories of stuff like of an alligator in a state where it's not warm year round, I feel so bad for that fucking thing. Like, can you imagine being sick for years? Like your entire life, you're sick. Ugh.
It would suck.
Speaking of animals, what?
I said emotional support alligator in my ass.
I still think that guy should have been able to hop on the fucking plane.
Yeah.
Okay. Florida or beyond. State police officer dive tackles fleeing pig.
Not Florida.
This is Utah. Grantsville police said three pigs were on the loose for several days, and the pig perpetrators were accused of leaving a trail of destruction in their wake. I'd say about a week ago, we got a call about a couple loose pigs running around town, getting into people's yards and going through their gardens, going through their animal paddocks and things like that. What the fuck is paddocks? Cooper said he and about four other officers responded when the pigs were spotted in a neighborhood. Pigs are notorious for escaping, the officer said. I've known a lot of people who've had them, and I've had some experience chasing down pigs when they get out. But usually that's just at the bar. All three pigs were captured and taken to animal rescue.
Paddock?
Yeah, right? P-A... Yeah, that... Yeah.
Paddock? It's just like the fence you put around, like, branches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out, pigs. I'd own a miniature pig in a second, dude. In a second.
I got a friend who used to live in Tooele, and their family owned, like, a pig. And I in a way, got to watch that thing grow up to be a massive, giant thing. And I think it's still alive. But you got to send me this news article. I'm going to send it to my friend who's a cop in Utah. I'm like, was this you?
Okay. I totally don't have to bring it back up. Update. Remember the object that fell through a Florida man's fucking ceiling and we thought, like, it was from NASA?
Yeah.
Like part of the space station? Mm-hmm. Yeah, turns out it was 100% part of the space station. Has now been confirmed that is indeed the remains of a 5,800-pound cargo pallet of depleted nickel hydrate batteries that was jettisoned from the ISS in March 2021.
Damn.
The hardware was expected to be fully burned up during re-entry through Earth's atmosphere on March 8th, 2024. However, a piece of hardware survived re-entry and impacted a home in Naples, Florida. The 1.6-pound piece of debris measuring about 4 inches long was identified as a stanchion from the NASA flight support equipment used to mount the batteries to the cargo pallet. NASA said the ISS will conduct an investigation to determine the cause of the debris survival and to update modeling and analysis as needed. You could sue them. You could sue them. Sue them. Yeah. That's federal government money. That check's always going to clear, baby.
It's still always wild to me that the way that the space station removes trash is just by having it burn up in our atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
All right. Let's go to Rush or not Rush. Did All Rush right. break the record for the most squats in 24 hours at 26,100 squats?
No.
Body squats. No. Correct. This is a man from Illinois, not jaded. Tony Pirino. P-I-R-A-I-N-O. Piranio? I think it's that one. The previous record was 25,000. And it was by a Rhode Island man. Joe, I don't know. It was back in 2020.
Mm-hmm. Rush?
Yeah. He started at 5 a.m. Thursday and ended his attempt at 5 a.m. Friday. He took only 30-second breaks after each set of 22 squats, with some longer breaks peppered in there to make sure he had energy for the long haul. The record attempt raised money for the Marion County Horizon Center of Decatur and Mount Zion, which provides housing, employment opportunities, and other resources for adults with developmental disabilities. Hell yeah.
Nice.
All right. Was Rush involved with 309 people dressing up as a sun during the eclipse? It is science. No. You sure?
Yeah.
Correct. This is just the city of Niagara Falls in Ontario, Canada, because they're losers and can't get cool records.
I was going to say, this sounds like some really weak weird shit. Yeah.
quote, "Congratulations to everyone involved in making this special day even more memorable." It was 309 people wearing sun costumes.
Do you go look at the eclipse?
I saw mine back in 2017, and I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I never bothered with it again. Yep.
That's when I saw mine, too.
Now the next one doesn't come back till like 2040-something. So it's like, all right, we'll see it later, maybe. Maybe we won't.
I'll just go look at pictures when I want to see one.
I did see a video of someone in a plane while it was happening. That was cool.
Oh, that does sound cool.
Shout out to A Daily Dose of Internet. The record that we will probably break was Rush involved in the most bars most bars to have a drink in 24 hours. There we go.
No, but I'm still ready to beat this.
This is correct. This is a 69-year-old retiree visited 120 pubs to order drinks in 24 hours. David Clarkson.
Nice.
Yeah.
We could still beat this.
Guinness, you don't even fucking... Okay, Guinness doesn't even hold themselves to this. Guinness World Records adjudicator Pete Fairbairn joined Clarkson for the first four and the final 4 hours of his attempt. Other witnesses accompanied Clarkson during the middle period of his pub crawl, collecting evidence for Fairbairn to review at the end of the day.
So, could have cheated.
Guinness, you're a bunch of pussies. Go to the bar. Maybe, like, talk to actual humans, you fuck. Mm-hmm. All of you. You guys are nerds. Okay. Rush, not Rush. Longest record for a female's longest plank. Like, the exercise.
Not Rush.
Good job on the context clues. This is a 59-year-old woman from Alberta, Canada, who did a plank for 4 hours, 30 minutes, and 11 seconds.
This is already way cooler than the eclipse thing.
She did it 10 minutes longer than the previous record. The mother of 5 and grandmother of 12 successfully broke the record at a school in Meredith where students joined her for part of the attempt. Quote, "Whatever it is you like, if it's sports or academics or music, arts, or whatever it is, the more you practice it, the better you get, and the easier it becomes. And then you can help others around you."
I like that quote. It's better than the sun people.
Yep. Shout out, Canada. Half of you is cool, the other half is bad.
Yeah. Most are bad.
Yeah, I would argue like 90% of Canada's bad. Did David Rush organize 353 ballerinas?
No.
Correct. This is New York. The nonprofit Youth America Grand Prix, which organizes competitions for young dancers, celebrated its 25th anniversary by gathering the white tutu-clad ballerinas at the hotel and having them all go in point. The ballet term for dancing on toes for a full minute. Jesus. The attempt Wednesday took the record for the most ballet dancers in points simultaneously from a 2019 event that featured 309 dancers, including talk show host Kelly Ripa. Eat shit, Kelly Ripa, you bitch. Quote, the big...
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, she does like a morning show. It was like Regis and Kelly and then someone else before Regis. I don't know. Now she does it with Michael Strahan. I think he left. I think now it's her husband. She's a fucking weirdo. Also, she might be one of those lizard people. look up pictures. The big why we're doing this is to really let the world know that dance is a healing force. Dance is a power that brings us connection at a time when we're so disconnected. Was this done during fucking isolation? That's such a weird quote. Yeah. It was not. Okay. Rush, not Rush. Man balances running lawnmower on his chin for 9 minutes and 17 seconds.
I'm going to go with Rush on this one.
This is him. This is him.
Goofy enough.
He attempted this record about 4 years ago, but his time of 3 minutes 52 seconds was disqualified because his lawnmower did not have a bag on it.
Like, to hold the blade?
Yeah, to hold the grass. Ugh. You know, because a lawnmower doesn't obviously work without that. They... My inner Mexican is very pissed off right now. Rush finished his attempt at 9 minutes 17 seconds, short of his 10-minute goal, but enough to take the title. The record brought Rush's total concurrent titles to 165, bringing him closer to overtaking Silvio Saba, who currently holds 180. We're getting there. That's all I got for you, sir.
Well, I know a couple of records that Rush can beat. We just talked about some of them, you know. Maybe not the Sun Depot one.
I feel like he's got enough pull to do that.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well,
you take the Sun one from Canada. Not Canada. Eat shit, you fucking syrup-sucking weirdos.
Just let that... Take every other record but that one from Canada. Just let them have that because they're fucking weird.
Let them be known for that. Like, you're the Sun people, but like you never see it. And 90% of your population lives as close as it can to the United States. That's weird, dog. That's weird.
We know you for three things. Hockey, the Sun thing, and all the war crimes you committed in World War II. All right, you got anything to plug?
We don't talk about those. I was like, you fuckers burned down our White House. I don't give a fuck about you polar bear loving bitches.
Eat the polar bears.
Polar bears eat the Canadians.
Nah.
Go watch Fallout. Do yourself
That's
a favor.
The only thing I wanted to say was just go watch the Fallout show and then play a bunch of their games because that's all I want to do now in my life. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. You guys have a good week, night, day, whatever it might be. Go watch Fallout. Bye-bye.
Bye.